A retired KGB general living in the United States is facing legal troubles back home. Russia's secret services have demanded that ex-spy master Oleg Kalugin return to Moscow by tomorrow morning to face questioning on treason charges. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Kalugin has no intention of going.
You've probably seen him on U.S. television or perhaps read his memoirs about his years of spying against the United States. The 67-year-old Oleg Kalugin is a high-profile media commentator and counterintelligence consultant now. He's made headlines talking about the inner workings of the KGB and shedding light on some of the biggest espionage cases of the Cold War. Now he's back in the news, accused of treason. And he sees this as another warning sign to the West that the old KGB holds sway in Vladimir Putin's Kremlin.
I believe the KGB never forgives to whoever did harm, damage to this organization. And now that they are in power, they are trying to take revenge.
Kalugin was called to the Russian embassy in Washington on Monday and told he's wanted for questioning in Moscow as a defendant. An embassy spokesman couldn't elaborate on the mysterious summons, but there is speculation it has to do with Kalugin's testimony in the trial last year of retired U.S. Army Reserve Colonel George Trofimov. Trofimov was the highest-ranking U.S. military officer ever convicted of espionage. Kalugin says the Russians are mistaken if they think he was the one that unmasked Trofimov, and he says he was forced to testify in the Florida court.
Since I'm a permanent resident of the United States, I have to abide by the laws of this country. I had no choice. I went to Tampa, and I testified at the trial. I faced this man again, who I saw 20 years ago, and I said he was the man who I had supervised.
Kalugin has his own theories as to what's behind his summons to Moscow. He was interviewed for a controversial documentary that alleges the FSB, the former KGB, was behind a string of apartment building bombings in Moscow, terrorist attacks that led to the Chechen War.
The FSB, the current Russian KGB, is simply now trying to mount a major counteroffensive against the accusations that they had violated Russian laws and had been involved in the assassination of innocent Russian civilians.
Russian security service officials kept up their pressure on Kalugin today. The head of the FSB, Nikolai Patrushev, said Kalugin is responsible for colossal damage to the country. A spokesman for Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service called on Kalugin to return and prove his innocence, adding the retired KGB general shouldn't try to portray himself as some sort of victim of political repression. It's not clear, though, whether the Russians can force him to go back. Kalugin has faced accusations of treason in the past, but Russian authorities have never been able to make a case against him. And he has backup plans should Russia seek his extradition.
I will seek then the protection of the United States government. As a legal resident of this country who has been permitted to stay and who has been consulting the U.S. government over the past several years, well, I have every reason to ask for the protection.
As for the summons, he called that a farce, and he said he'd frame it and put it on the wall of a new spy museum he's helping to open this summer in the United States. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.